This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Welcome to Parshas Shir, Parshas B'Shalach. Three, I hope, very interesting and exciting ideas to share together. The first is from the very beginning of the parsha. The pasuk says, "Vahi B'Shalach Paroi Es Ha'om." And it is when Paro sends out the people, "V'leinochem Elokim Derech Eretz Pelishtim." HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not lead them through the sort of the quick way, Derech Eretz Pelishtim, Kikarofu, because that is the close way of going. Rather, Vayasev Elokim Es Ha'om Derech HaMidbar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu leads the Jewish people the more circuitous routes through the Midbar. V'chamushim Ol B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Okay, now there is a medrash on this, the second pasuk, Vayasev Elokim Es Ha'om, a very strange medrash which needs an explanation. The medrash says, this is in Shmoyis Rabbah, it's the second box on the sheet. If you're listening online, please email me at jdogolker@gmail.com. I'll send you the handout. Vayasev Elokim Es Ha'om, says the medrash, Mikan Omru Rabbeinu, Afilu Oni Shebi Yisrael. Even the poor person in Klal Yisrael, Lo Yoichlat Sheyesev. He should not sit down on Seder the night normally, but he should also recline. Shekach Oslem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shenem Vayasev Elokim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu led the people out, Vayasev, in a sort of roundabout way, Vayasev Heseba, a connection of those two words, and therefore there is a connection between Hashem leading Klal Yisrael by way of the desert and reclining on Seder night. And the obvious question is, what on earth is the connection? Well, what exactly is the link between the two? Another question is that of the Oznaim LaTorah. The Oznaim LaTorah is Reb Zalman Sirotskin. He asked the following, if you look at the next box. Mikan Omru, Afilu Onish Yisrael Lo Yechalat Sheyesev. That's the medrash I just quoted. Lo Yishah Bitu Vayasev Gorem LeMitzvahs Haseba. Don't understand this medrash to mean that the fact that it says Vayasev Elokim, that Kodesh Baruch Hu led the Jewish people, causes them, is the cause of the mitzvah of Haseba, B'Lel HaPesach. Ela Shehai Goyin Mechayev Zos. It's the sort of thought which demands this. Shari Kasha. Because I've got a question, says Reb Zalman Sirotsky. Lama anu chayigim es hacheru shelonu b'leil rishon shel Pesach. Why are we actually celebrating on the first night of Pesach, sitting at Seder night? V'ika hacherus maschil b'yom tevias hamitzriim b'yamsuf. The real freedom surely occurred when the Mitzriim drowned in the Yamsuf, she'oz niftarnu mehem la'ilam, because then we were free of them forever. But until the seventh day of Pesach, which is Kriyas Yamsuf, we weren't actually properly free. We sort of came out of Mitzrayim, and the Mitzriim, you know, as Rashi explains in this week's Sedra, they thought we were going out for 3 days, and then the sort of the spies that were coming out with the Klal Yisrael went back to Mitzrayim and told them, and they ran after Klal Yisrael, and they caught up with them at the Yamsuf. So our enemies were still in existence at that point. So why are we celebrating? Why are we commemorating our freedom from Yetzias Mitzrayim on the 15th of Nisan, on the first day of Pesach? Surely we were not properly free until Kriyas Yamsuf, when the Mitzrayim were killed. That's the Oznaim LaTorah's question. He gives a different answer, but I want to suggest a different answer this evening. And to do that, I just want to mention a Chofetz Chaim. We mentioned this Chofetz Chaim once some years ago. And I think this will give us an appreciation of an answer to this question of the Oznaim LaTorah. The Chofetz Chaim makes a very interesting observation. If you think about it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a choice. When we came out of Mitzrayim, which way do we go? Klal Yisrael, we can either go the short way, through Derech Pelishtim, which is modern Gaza, really, to go that way, or to go a more circuitous route through the Midbar, right? Imagine Mitzrayim is down there, and Eretz Yisrael, from my perspective, is up here. So you can either just cut across Derech Pelishtim, or you go a sort of a longer way around the Midbar. Now, both choices have pros and cons. On one hand, if you go sort of Derech Pelishtim, then you're going through built-up territory, and therefore going into a makolet to buy food is easy. Sustenance and gashmius would be much easier. But spiritually, it's very dangerous. Because you're going through Derech Eretz Pelishtim, who are Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and so physically and materially it might be easier, but spiritually it's more dangerous. Masha'enken, if you go through the Midbar, you've also got pros and cons. The opposite. On one hand, spiritually it's safer, because there's no negative exposure. On the other hand, physically, it's very challenging because you're in the middle of a midbar. What are you going to eat? What are you going to drink? So that is the sort of the choice that Klal Yisrael are facing. Which way do I go? Spiritual, physical, pros and cons. So let's take a look at the Chofetz Chaim. Kasheyotz Yisrael Mitzrayim, Chishiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu Machshavos Be'itza. Im Lahochem Derech HaMidbar Derech Eretz Plishtim. Which way do I take Klal Yisrael? Hatzat HaChiyuvi SheBederech Plishtim Hu. The sort of the benefit of going Derech Eretz Plishtim. If you take them through an inhabited land, they'll have what to eat. They shouldn't be contaminated by the hashpa of the Pelishtim. They're right now on a very low level of Tumah, the 49th level of Tumah, and then to be exposed to more Tumah, that is very dangerous. On the other hand, The alternative is going Derech Hamid, but there's no negative Tumah there. Ein Shom Guli Akum Ba'avdeim, there's no idol worshippers. Avul Umazeh, but in counterbalance to that, Hamidbar Eretz Lezorua. The Midbar is not a fertile, developed, habitated land. Or Be'eretz Areva V'Shrecheach, Me'ein Yimotz Elohim Lechem Abosa. Where are you going to feed the people? Ad Shelebesoiv Hichlet HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheyesu Tov Lefonov Lelicham Derech HaMidbar HaTohar V'Lulam Chosim Derech Eretz Plishtim HaTzmein. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Derech HaMidbar, where maybe sustenance is hard, but spiritually it's going to be much more beneficial. That was the choice that encountered Klal Yisrael as they came out of Mitzrayim. Now, this choice was on day one. That ability to choose Derech Eretz Plishtim or Derech HaMidbar, they face that on the first day of coming out of Mitzrayim. What exactly is Cheirus? What does Nayim Torah ask? Why are we commemorating the 15th of Nisan? Shouldn't we commemorate when the Mitzrayim died? Real freedom is the ability to choose. When you're in prison, or you're enslaved, like they were in Mitzrayim, you're not the master of your own destiny. You're not the master of your own time. You can't make choices. You're in prison. You're told what time you've got to have breakfast, what time you've got to get up, what time lights go off, when you can exercise, when you can shower, all these things. That is the life of a prisoner. The ability to choose is a sign of freedom. In fact, the very first mitzvah, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, which is given, the first national mitzvah given in last week's parasha, that's exactly this point. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem means the sort of overseeing time, the time is now yours. That's really what HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem is saying. And therefore, true freedom is the ability to make a choice, and therefore the real Cheirus is when they came out of Mitzrayim and they had their first choice, do I go left or right? Do I go Derech Plishtim or Derech HaMidbar? The ability to choose is really the real anniversary of true Cheirus. And true, there was a bit of sakona still, the Mitzrayim were there and they only died in Yom Suf, etc. But the ability to choose is the real anniversary of our Cheirus.
So that then, choose, Hashem chose.
True, but that goes back to the Bechira issue. HaKadosh Baruch Hu favored that route, but ultimately we have Bechira and we could have chosen a different way, an easy way, a quicker way. Okay, let's move on. There's a fabulous Vilna Gaon in the Shira. I don't think we've ever spoken about this before together. It's a very, very beautiful Gaon. The Pasuk says, as they come, getting ready to go through the Yam Suf, the Pasuk says in Perek Yudalet, Pasuk Chaf Beis, Vayavoh b'nei Yisrael b'seich hayom b'yabosha, v'hamayim lohem choyma mi'yiminom u'mismoylo. A familiar Pasuk. So let's just see what that means. Vayavoh b'nei Yisrael b'seich hayom. The Jewish people go into the sea, Bayabasha, on dry land, v'hamayim lohem choyma, and the waters were a wall, mi'yiminom u'mismoylo, on the right and the left. Now, seven Pesukim later, you have a very, very similar Pasuk, but with slight differences. Pasuk Choftes, Uvnei Yisrael holchu bayabosha b'soich hayom, they go on dry land in the sea, v'hamayim lohem choymo miminom u'mismoylom. Seven Pesukim later. What's the difference between the two Pesukim? Well, if you look carefully, the first difference is, when it says v'yavoy b'nei Yisrael b'soich hayom bayabosha, the Jewish people go into the sea, by Abosha, on the dry land. So the first thing is that the first word that is encountered is Yom, is the sea, then Yabosha. But later in the next pasuk in Choftes, I mean, Uvnei Yisrael hochu b'Yabosha b'soich hayom. It's the Yabosha which is first. That's one difference. Then another difference, which I've highlighted, I've put in bold, is the spelling of the word Choyma. The first way of spelt is with a Vav, Choyma ches Vav mem hei, and the second way is without a Vav. So the Vilna Gaon picks up on this. Take a look in the Kalel Yor at the bottom there. V'yesh leva'er, amai shinu ha-be'aloshen d'mikoydim k'siv d'holch b'nei Yisrael b'teich ha-yom b'yabosha. First they went into the sea, and then on dry land. V'achar izeh k'siv d'holch b'yabosha b'soich ha-yom. But later it says they went in Yabosha into the sea. Mikoydim Yabosha v'achach b'teich ha-yom. So how do you reconcile the two different orders? V'oid, says the Vilna Gaon, in Kol Eliyahu, which is not written by him, but his Talmidim, V'od yesh ledakdik, lomo ksiv shnei pa'omim al b'nei Yisrael d'holch bayom. Why, in any event, have you got a repetition of the psukim? I mean, what's the second pasuk adding? V'yavo b'nei Yisrael b'soich hayom, b'nei Yisrael holch b'yabosh b'soich hayom. What is the second pasuk? Why is it saying it twice? V'gam kof l'aloshen d'mayim l'mchum minim v'nisveilom. And again, the second half of the pasuk seems to be an exact repetition. And lastly, Gam yesh ledakdek, top on the next page, Gam yesh ledakdek, madua ksiv v'posuk choftes. In the second posuk, it says, Choymer chosavav. Choymer is written without a vav. V'doshu chazal, Choymer ksiv d'nismali oleim. Choymer chazal darshan, Choymer without a vav. Also spells the word chema, which is anger. What's going on? Avol. So answers the Vilna Gaon, an amazing answer. Hakol yovei al nochon. One answer is going to resolve all three questions. Tihine. But Bnei Yisrael hayoshtei kitos. There were two groups amongst the Bnei Yisrael. Anoshim tzadikim hamamin b'Hashem u'balei b'tochen. In one group, you had tzadikim, people who had belief in b'tochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'heim holchu tekef layom. There was a sea in front of them, and they knew that that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from them. They went into the sea. Nachshon ben Aminadov walked down into the sea. This group of the Jewish people followed afterwards. Ad kibo mayim ad nofesh, until literally the water was coming up to their nostrils. Uchadis ben Medrash to kofas Nachshon ben Aminadov va'achrav kol shevet Yehuda, like the Medrash says, that Nachshon ben Aminadov went in first, and then kol shevet Yehuda followed Nachshon ben Aminadov. V'hine isa ben Medrash to hoya kitrug manishtanu elu mehalolu. What was the difference between the two? Halolah of the Avdei Nezarah, v'halolah of the Avdei Nezarah, v'heishiv Hashem Yisbarah, z'chus v'emunah v'abitochen k'dis elohem. I.e., you're right, they were on a low level, the Memtesh Shari Tumah, and how can you differentiate the Mitzrayim and the Bnei Yisrael? But they had emunah, and therefore that is referring to this first group of Klal Yisrael who followed in after Nachshon ben Aminadov. Imke, lefizeh, Gabi Bnei Yisrael d'holchu b'soich hayom mikoydim bo'emunah v'abitochen k'siv etzlom v'yavo Bnei Yisrael b'soich hayom. Pasuk Chaf Beis is referring to them, that first group. And therefore, the first thing the Pasuk says, v'yavo b'soich hayom, they went into the sea, that's exactly what they did. V'achri zeh hoyo hayabosh, and then the sea split, and then they went on to dry land. V'shapeh hoyo lehem amayim chomer k'chomer. And then the wall was a chomer with a vav, because it was a proper wall. There was no chema there, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't angry with them. Avukas Hashnia, the second group that came later, their emunah b'tochen was not as strong, and therefore they only stepped into the sea when it was no longer a sea, when it was dry land. Delo hayu maminim kol kach, their emunah was not as great. Ad she'ra'u be'ineim hayabosha, and they could only go in once they actually saw the dry land. Lochein k'siv aleihem deholchu be'abosha b'soich hayom. That's why it says about them that they went into the dry land first. Mikoydim Yabosha. V'lochein hoyamayim lehem chema. And that's why in the second pasuk it says chema without a vav, to allude to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry. Rotzaloma hakitrug manishtanu elu me'elu. So you therefore have the answer to these three questions very beautifully explained by the Vilna Gaon. The first pasuk Chof Beis, Vavo b'nei Yisrael b'soich hayom b'yabosha, is referring to those on a higher level, Shevet Yehuda, Nachshon and Aminadov. They literally went into the sea. And then later it became Yabosha. And the Mayim indeed was a wall, was a chema, mi'minom u'mismoylam, mashen kein, the b'nei Yisrael, the rest of Klal Yisrael, whose emunah mitachon was not as great, they went only when they saw it was actually dry land. And therefore, holchu b'yabosha, first, b'toich hayom. And then V'hamayim lahem chayma was actually chaser vav without the vav to allude to the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu was nismali regis, was full of anger because their emuna wasn't as great. Very beautiful explanation of the Vilna Gaon. Okay, let's press on. Now, famously in the parsha, when they were getting ready to leave Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu was busy. What was Moshe Rabbeinu busy with? He was trying to find the Atzmus Yosef. So take a look. The pasuk says, "Vahi b'shalach pare sa'om." We just said it. "Vaynochem elokim derech eretz pelishtim ki karav v'vayas elokim," etc. etc. Next pasuk: "Vayikach Moshe es Atzmus Yosef imay." Moshe Rabbeinu takes the bones of Yosef HaTzadik with him. Ki hashpeh hishpias bnei Yisrael leimah pokoi divkoi delekim eschem v'alisem es asmoisai mizeh etchem. Because Yosef had made a promise, had made the bnei Yisrael make a promise that he would be taken out of Mitzrayim when they would leave. Now, there is a medrash. V'yikach Moshe es atzmus Yosef. Yeah, it's the medrash Shmos Rab in the next box. Alov ha-kosovaymeh, about Moshe Rabbeinu, the pasuk says, Chacham leiv yikach mitzvos. Famous pasuk in Mishlei that is attributed or is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu in this incident that he was busy. Chacham leiv yikach mitzvos. Shekol Yisrael hayasukim bekesef v'zohav. The rest of the Jewish people were gathering the silver and the gold, you know, 210 years worth or many decades at least of shibud, and they were getting their payment, kesef and zohar, from the Mitzrayim. Well, Moshe Yosef ba'atzmas Yosef, and Moshe Rabbeinu was not collecting the gold and silver, but rather he was going, getting the atzmas Yosef. Shnema v'yikach Moshe es atzmas Yosef. Omra kodesh baruch hu, l'moshe, onlech on niskaim, chacham lev yikach mitzvos. You are a living example of chacham lev yikach mitzvos. The wise heart takes mitzvahs, because Yosef ha'yachayev la'aviv l'kavra m'peshe u'b'nai. Yosef ha'tzadik buried his father Yaakov Avinu because he was obligated to. He was his son. That's the son's responsibility. Va'ata lo b'nai v'lo ben b'nai. But you are not his son, nor are you his grandson. V'lo yisachayev la'asuk bo. And you're therefore not obligated to bury Yosef. V'kavar to'so, and nonetheless, you buried him. V'chein anish eini chayev l'beria. I am not obligated to bury any human being. Ani metapel b'cha, I will deal with your kvura, says the Medrash. Ve'ikbar choshnema ve'ikbar yisei begayin. HaKadosh Baruch himself buries Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of the Torah, at the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. So, as a reward for Moshe Rabbeinu being preoccupied with the mitzvah of kvura, of taking Yosef's bones, HaKadosh Baruch actually is going to bury Moshe himself. The difficulty is, many of the Mefarshim grapple with, is that Klal Yisrael were also doing a mitzvah. Why? Because the pasuk says in last week's parsha, "Daber na ba'ozne ha'om v'yishalu ish me'esriyehu v'ish me'esriusa kli chesef v'chalei zahav." HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the people that they should take. We discussed, I think, last week, V'yishalu me'ish me'esriyehu v'ish me'esriusa the kli chesef v'chalei zahav. They should also plunder Mitzrayim. They should also take out the klei zahav, the klei chesef, etc. Why vayishalu? Because they're going to take it long term. Why use loshon of borrow for another time? It continues the pasuk, and this is in the Perek Yud Beis of last week, etc. Uvnei Yisrael also kivam Moshe vayishalu Mitzrayim klei chesef v'klei zahav u'smoilos vaynatzos Mitzrayim. So there's also a mitzvah that vayetsu bnei Yisrael b'ruchush gadol. So what exactly does it mean? Chacham lev yikach mitzvahs, suggesting that the bnei Yisrael were just busy collecting for their own benefit silver and gold, when surely they were also doing mitzvahs. So what exactly is the pshat in the medrash above? So answers are given, but all are perhaps along a similar sort of line. And I saw this written in a sefer by Rabbi Benjamin Yudin, a well-known rav in America, and he went along the following idea. There's a famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says in the end of the fifth parak, Ben hei hei oimer lufum tsa'ara agra. According to the effort is the reward. Says the Avos Tribnosan, on this on this mission, as it were, or talking about this Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosi oimer, im lomadata Torah bialdusecha. If you learn Torah in your youth, al toima eni lomid bezikhnusi. Don't say, okay, I've learned already as a kid, I don't need to learn in older age. You don't know which is going to be the more beautiful, more important, more precious Torah, the Torah of your more senior years or of your younger years. Im lo madat Torah b'shas ha'osher. If you were able to learn Torah when you were comfortable, you had no financial worries, al toshav lecha b'shas ha'oni. Don't abandon Torah when you do have financial challenges. Im lo madat Torah b'es sevir. If you learned Torah when you had plenty of food and there was what to eat, al toshav lecha b'shas re'eva. Don't abandon it when you haven't got food. Im lo madat Torah b'shas harevach, al toshav lecha b'shas hadchak. In times of plenty and stress, etc. Why? Lefisha toiv lo la'adam dova echad b'tzar mimeh berevach. One doing it with effort and with pain and with difficulty can be worth 100 doing it with ease. That's what the Ovester of Nosson says, which is basically paraphrasing in a way the concept of ben hehe lefum tzara agra. The more effort, the more rewards. No pain, no gain. Now, there are mitzvahs, there are different levels of mitzvahs. Some mitzvahs are easier, they're more appealing, and there are some mitzvahs which are quite challenging. Even within the same mitzvah, like the Ovester ben Nosson is saying, there are some times when some mitzvahs are easier and some times when mitzvahs are very hard. You know, I remember when we sat shiva for my father some years ago, 5.5 years ago, and Rabbi Kimchi came to Menachem Marvel, and I remember him telling us, he says, your kibbutz aim begins now. Because this is it's a different type of kibbutz aim now. Till now, it's been an easier kibbutz aim, and now it will be a different type of kibbutz aim. And he's right. So there, within the same mitzvah, there can be different levels of effort needed. And you see this in lots of areas, but here's an example in Limud Torah. In the beginning of Parshas Hazinu, it says, Yarav kamot likhi tizal katal imrosi. So we're talking about two different types of, this is a reference to Torah. The Netziv says that it's referring to different types of Torah. What does that mean? It says, Yarav kamot likhi, says the Netziv, but likhi hu oimek ha-halochas. That's sort of really hard learning, delving, penetrating into the depths of Torah, the iyun Torah, shebob yegiyah v'amal, where you got a shvitz, mishmachi nikra mekach, that's why it's called a mekach. But then, tizal katal imrosi, that's like dew. Dew is very easy, it's very pleasant, you wake up in the morning, it's a nice coating on the ground. That's the type of Torah which is a lighter Torah. You know, I'm doing a Gemara at the moment, which talks about, you know, there's an Erev and you can make a Tanai with an Erev Tuchumin. Do I go to the Mizrach or to the Marav? Which way do you go to, you know, there are two Rabbonim coming to town tomorrow. So what would be an example of that? You make an Erev Tuchumin, which one am I going to go to? So one is the famous Lamdan, and he's going to give a pilpul drasha for an hour and it's a heavy. Or there's one who's more of a Darshan, speaker, stories, things like that. So you're not sure which one you want to go to, which one you're in the mood for, that you have a shliff on Shabbos afternoon, that you'll be able to go to the first one, etc., etc. So you've got to make a Tanai with the Eruv. That there are different levels, there are different styles of Torah. Some Torah is, you know, you've got a shvitz. I know I've got to give different types of shiurim. It's a different type of, you know, Roberts always used to say, lo ha-medrash ike el ha-maisa. Now the stories are most important. But there's a different types of, there are different levels of Torah. And therefore, even within Torah, you see that there are different effort levels which are needed. Moshe Rabbeinu understood this. There are different levels. The Bnei Yisrael are involved in a mitzvah, but it's a lower level of mitzvah. They're getting the benefit, they're just going next door, taking the neighbor's candlesticks, which is owed to them, and they're walking away with nice silver and gold. It's a mitzvah, but it's an easier type of mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that, and he exerted himself to be involved in a more strenuous type of mitzvah. And that's Pshat Chacham Levi Kach Mitzvahs. The Chacham Lev realizes that sometimes the Lefum Tzara Agro needs more effort. And I think this concept is very appropriate for tonight. Tonight is Tu B'Shvat, Wednesday night, Thursday is Tu B'Shvat. What is Tu B'Shvat? You go, it's freezing outside. And you go to the trees and you see that they're barren. You know, we've got a lovely apple tree in our garden. I have an office in the back of the garden. So I walk down the garden daily and I see, you know, different times of the year, the apple tree is just remarkable. So right now, it's barren. But what I don't see is that the sap is sort of rising, hidden somewhere in the tree, and the tree is rejuvenating. And amidst Hashem, the fruits, you know, will come in time, and they make the delicious large apples. But the process is really beginning now. And that is sort of an illusion, it's a marshal, if you like, to plant, to exert effort. That's really what Chacham Lev Mitzvah, Yikach Mitzvah says. That it's the effort, it's the toil that Moshe Rabbeinu was demonstrating when he chose level 2 and not level 1 of mitzvahs. So there we have it. Three ideas from this week's parsha. The kasha of the difficult medrash. Vayasev lekimes ha'om mikan omru afilu omish b'Yisrael layechal at sheyesev. What's the connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu leading Klal Yisrael in the desert and reclining on Seidonite? And furthermore, the kasha of the Nesayim the Torah. Why are we actually commemorating the 15th of Nisan when actually our enemies were only completed or finished off on the Shvi'i Shel Pesach? The Teretz is because true freedom is ability to make choices. And when we came out of Mitzrayim, there was that choice. Which way do I go? Derech Hamidbar, Derech Pelishtim. And that's really what the Heseba, that's the connection. The ability to recline, to demonstrate freedom, that is what I'm doing there from the 15th. That's the connection, which the Vayasev Elikim, their harm is the representing the choice that the Klal Yisrael had, and that is an expression of true freedom. Then we saw that beautiful Vilna Gaon, why in the first pasuk it says because that's the higher level, people on a higher level of Emunah, they went into the water first, and then later it became water, and that's Choma with a proper spelt fully with a Vav that it represented a wall. But the next group of Kaddish, Hochu Beyabosha, they only went in when it was Yabosha, and therefore it was Choma without a Vav, it was Choma, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not happy with their lower level of Emunah. And lastly, Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs. But how come the Bnei Yisrael were also involved in mitzvahs? But there are levels of mitzvahs, and the Chacham of Moshe Rabbeinu was to be involved in mitzvahs which needed a high level of effort, and that's really why he was zoche to kavur from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, etc. Okay, we'll leave it there.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.